Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Impeachment is back on the agenda. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think 70% of the American people indicated that the president did something wrong.
Democratic Congressman Akeem Jeffries is on the Judiciary Committee in the House, which will hold a hearing Wednesday after getting the report from the Intelligence Committee. The White House is refusing to participate, and the lead Republican on Judiciary, Doug Collins, told Fox and Friends.
We don't even know who their witnesses are yet. We don't even know how to prepare. We've asked for fairness. We've not got an answer back on that. This is just another sideshow.
Next hour, the president is scheduled to leave the country and head to a NATO gathering in London, where Fox's Simon Owen is live.
Dave, the president returning to London for the second time in 6 months, meeting with fellow leaders in the NATO alliance and attending a reception at Buckingham Palace. But he's also arriving here 10 days before the UK holds a general election, prompting reports Prime Minister Boris Johnson is anxious about a potentially disruptive presidential intervention. A senior Trump administration official saying the president is, quote, absolutely cognizant of not wading into another country's elections. Dave?
Simon, President Trump also tweeted he's going to immediately put tariffs in effect again on Brazil and Argentina for steel and aluminum. It's another big day to shop.
Didn't get your fill of the deals on Black Friday? That's what Cyber Monday is for. It's grown a lot since 2005, when it was the online version of Black Friday. Now it's the largest online shopping day in the U.S.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Adobe Analytics says Black Friday set a record with $7.4 billion in online sales. And there are reports, though, fewer shoppers were in stores. Another Democrat's dropping out of the presidential race. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who had said when he got in,
as a Democrat governor of a state that Trump won by 20 points, I don't have the luxury of just talking to people who agree with me.
Bullock said this morning he won't be able to break through to the top tier of candidates. 16 are still in the race. America's listening to Fox News.
Holiday season is here, and it's time for our best offer of the year during the Ford Black Friday event. Now, for a limited time, get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. You're ready, and so are we. Start the season off right, and don't wait to enjoy our best deal of the season. That is 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. The Ford Black Friday event ends soon, so hurry in today. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by December 2nd, 2019. See participating dealer for complete details.
China is taking action against the U.S. to protest American support of the pro-democracy protests going on in Hong Kong, announcing it will no longer allow U.S. Navy ships and planes to go to Hong Kong. The deadly anti-government demonstrations across Iraq has led to political chaos now that the prime minister is out.
Over the weekend, Iraqi Prime Minister Abdelmahdi submitted his resignation to parliament as bloody protests continue to rock the country. Now, according to the Iraqi constitution, the current president, Barham Saleh, will have 15 days to run the government until a new prime minister is appointed and a new cabinet is formed. Over the past month, more than 400 people have been killed and thousands injured as anti-government demonstrations continue. This weekend, at least two people were killed as clashes erupted in the city of Najaf. Security forces used live ammunition and tear gas. The bodies were then carried through the streets from the mosque to the grave as the protesters chanted in Arabic, quote, "There is no God but Allah."
That's Fox's Trey Yinks. It could be another tough day traveling in the Northeast for those still trying to get back after Thanksgiving. Winter storm warnings from Pennsylvania to Maine. Yesterday, nearly 1,000 flights were canceled. Today, though, it's under 200. Stormy weather's blamed for several deaths the last couple of days. There was a boy and a girl swept away to death in flooding in Arizona. There were two children who also were swept away in flooding in Missouri, and other deaths in Missouri and South Dakota as well. And then there was a deadly disaster in Utah that killed a six-year-old boy.
Six-year-old Herman Slaughter was helping his dad remove snow on a snow removal job at Aspen Grove Family Camp in Provo Canyon Friday when the snowblower he was riding on, a Kubota skid steer loader, either bounced or lurched,
throwing the boy off his seat and into its path.
That's Fox's Sue Guzman on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Welcome to the 12th month. We're almost to 2020, my friend.
I know it.
It is unbelievable. Diane is back in the studio.
Feels
welcome
good
back.
To be back.
Good to have you back after a nice break for you. You don't generally take a week off.
I know it.
Our ESPN 93.5, let's do the news with Jamie's back, Jamie and myself. So everybody's kind of lassoed together here for the next 3 weeks, and then we're off again. So let's get the final stretch done here. Because it's 3 weeks till Christmas, right? Three weeks from Thursday or something.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5, our news brought to you by Family Dollar. Sign up for smart coupons at familydollar.com or on the Family Dollar app and save more.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person was hurt in a drive-by shooting on Saturday afternoon. Champaign police say at about 1:30 p.m., officers were dispatched to a local hospital where an 18-year-old man had shown up by private vehicle with non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the arm. He said he had been walking with people in the 300 block of Bloomington Road when someone shot at the group from a small dark-colored SUV. No arrests had been made and no one else was injured. A fire destroyed a two-story farmhouse early Saturday west of Savoy. The News Gazette says a person driving by saw the house on fire and called 911. The home is used intermittently, and there were utilities connected to the home. The owners were not there when the fire started. Firefighters were never able to get inside. Fire crews say because of the destruction, they may never know how the fire started. About 30 firefighters responded to the scene. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Your idea for a gift might not be the puppy they want, but if it's toys, Family Dollar can help with buy one, get one half off all toys $5 and up. See store for details. And if you are getting that puppy, we've still got you covered with food and treats for every pooch. Save more at Family Dollar.
You know, CMI is your locally owned Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned janitorial supplies company. They have all your janitorial supplies, and you need to get Betsy Parks, one of the chief owners, majority owner. Betsy will come out and show you e-sprayer. It's great for anything that'll kill germs and you don't want to get sick. E-sprayer only at CMI, Bloomington Road in Champaign. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. And again, Diane Ducey with the weather.
It's cloudy in the morning, but sunshine by this afternoon. Today's high 35, down to 25 this evening. Up to 40 tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, down to 29 in the evening. Sunshine by Wednesday and Thursday with a high 45 expected. We're currently at 30, wind chill at 16 on ESPN 93.5.
Now, glad we weren't in Boston, New York, anything East Coast, Chicago. 5,000 flights canceled or delayed over the last 24 hours. So we had that as everybody traveled home. 55 million of you traveled. Lots out there. Hopefully everybody home safely. Nestled into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, he is professor of political science at the University of Texas at Arlington, our friend Alan Sachs. How are you, my friend?
It is Cyber Monday.
And you're on your computer already pushing send, aren't you?
I'm getting a electric toothbrush.
Well, that's a great purchase.
Okay,
you can get a great deal on those.
And maybe even a new hot water heater.
Ooh, okay, that's a little bigger than an electric toothbrush, but good for you.
That's right.
Okay, as we head into the final days and Congress will take their, what everybody gets off, about a month off every other month. Anyway, impeachment still on the table. This is certainly going to go into January, February, March. How does this affect the election and all the senators that will have to sit on a jury when it goes to the Senate?
That's a great question. A lot of people believe it's going to turn back around like a boomerang and hit the Democrats on the head at the election season. And people do not want to care about impeachment during this time. And that's probably true. I want to shop online. I don't want to hear the impeachment hearings all day. And I think a lot of other Americans do also. The Democrats are straining every day to try to tell people why this is impeachment. and why it's so important. Other people are saying, where's the crime? Where is it? What are we talking about? And I think they have the better argument. And I think very few people will watch these impeachment hearings. They're going to start on Wednesday. And then the Judiciary Committee is going to get them under the leadership of Gerald Nadler. And they will write them up. How are we going to proceed on this? Send them over to the full House. They'll take a vote. It'll go on to the Senate. So after the first of the year, we'll have a trial in the Senate. And it'll be a comedic spectacle.
Okay. And so as this draws out, this will be March, right? By the time everybody's in and out of town. And because I know Elizabeth Warren is on, obviously, the Senate, she'll have to be there for all the hearings and everything else they're going to try and schedule while still campaigning with Iowa and New Hampshire on the horizon.
I've always wondered, you raise another interesting question. How do people run for one office when they hold another one?
Yeah.
You know, Elizabeth Warren should be back in Washington for her people. Instead, she's out there campaigning for the people. They're all for the people.
Yeah.
And I'm very skeptical and very cynical.
Well, I think you should be, because it happens all the time. Both parties, they're not working. Right. They're not doing their thing. They're out there raising money, and they're not doing the people's business. And I think that's what it's going to come down to November 3rd of 2020, is how do people feel about the economy, which so far has been outstanding? How do they feel about the Democrats who have run the House for almost 2 years? And what will happen, I think the indicator is, everything is flipped on whether they want the president removed over the last 10 days. They now are against having this president removed, meaning it isn't working.
You know, the hatred on the left, if people want to say, oh, there's hatred on both sides, there is some truth in that. But the hatred on the left is so much more intense and deep and vitriolic and gutty, much more than on the right. For example, when Melania Trump went to a little school last week, you might have seen this, a lot of people did, she goes to speak at a school about the opioid epidemic or something like that, and they greet her. Now, these are kids, and they greet her with boos and shouts and all that. Where'd they get that from? Their parents or the wonderful public school system? Either one of the two. It is outlandish. And the hatred, the vitriol that comes out of the mouths of the left is just incredible. Some of that is out of the right, too. I have to admit that. But not nearly as much as out of the left.
Well, and I'm wondering if a first lady, perhaps Hillary Clinton, but maybe a first lady that's ever been booed, usually they're kind of, you know, safe space.
That's right. And the children, too. You know, if anybody dared to attack the children of Barack Obama, oh, boy, they were off limits, and correctly so. But the children of Donald Trump and his relatives, oh, my gosh, they're fair game every day.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I'm surprised that this president is held up under this stuff.
I am, too.
I really am. I never thought
it's
you
amazing
could...
amazing psychological and physical stamina.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a tough New York guy who's moved his residency now to Florida because of all the taxes and everything else.
That's right.
I don't know what changes and how it changes, because certainly if he wins re-election, you're still going to have exactly what you have with the Antifa, the safe spaces, all of this, this evil guy in the White House. I don't know how it comes together, and I don't know, and people on the right need to know that you can't acquiesce, because they're still not going to like you. They're going to pretend they like you, like John McCain and how he got withering blows in 2008 when he thought that they liked him.
That's right. Oh, it's incredible. By the way, on a personal note, I used to be a liberal Democrat many years ago, and I had many good friends in the Democratic Party. When they began to find out that I was moving more to the right and center, oh, did they attack me. I mention that because I used to get Christmas cards from a whole host of these people that were my friends, good liberal Democrats. Today, not a one.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote letters to the editor of the newspaper, and it was incredible, just because I had turned into more of a conservative libertarian mode. And I mean, the hatred, the vitriol was incredible. One woman at a funeral called me a traitor. A traitor.
Wow.
Because I had left the Democratic ranks. I don't see many Republicans yelling at Democrats, you're a traitor because you don't vote with us anymore. But that is pretty common among the among the left.
And I think it's important to point out, when you were talking about you being a liberal Democrat, that is in a day when it wasn't very liberal based on today.
That's right.
I mean, it was completely, John Kennedy would be totally moderate right now, right?
And I left the Democratic Party when I began to study a little bit, and people began to tell me what the Democratic Party in the South was all about.
Yeah.
They were the segregationists. They were the ones that brought segregation and helped to sustain it for many, many years. And I was so dumb during most of my young life, and all of a sudden I said, you mean that they did that? And they showed me the evidence of it, and it was true.
Alan, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I thank you so much for being on Monday. It's great to kick off the week with you, sir.
I'm off to get my toothbrush.
Oh, get it. Thank you. Professor Alan Sachs, he's been teaching over 50 years, well, formerly liberal Democrat, as he says. But again, that's a whole different meaning today. Liberal Democrat now, the progressives are AOC, the squad, far, far left, no borders. You know, essentially, we haven't talked about this yet, and I do want to touch on it, what they're allowing in California. You won't believe. I mean, I don't get it. We're going to check our sports headlines out. 716 ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Well, it's the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and at 6 o'clock, our Illini will host the Miami Hurricanes. As far as the weekend goes, Northwestern beat the Illini 29-10. It's a bad weather day, senior day, and rather disappointing.
It was really hard. There's no way to say it was a crushing air out of the balloon kind of a game.
Mm-hmm.
But did anybody see the injured list?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to make excuses, but if you take your quarterback, your top wide receiver, your top defensive players, and you couple that with Thanksgiving game 2 days after everybody is, there just wasn't a crowd there.
Right.
And that matters. It was essentially a non-home field.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no excuses. We got creamed. I mean, we got dominated. Northwestern had their way with us, and that was their first Big Ten win. So
yeah.
It hurt. We're going to a bowl game.
That's right.
Get the bad taste out of our mouth as we go somewhere.
And we learned our Illini volleyball team at number 24 received an at-large bid for the NCAA Tournament Division I championship.
Somebody had a camera going at Chris Thomas's house as the announcement was made. Here they are. Actually on a dog walk with the fam and talked to the Thomases and went in and saw their table set for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Had all the kids over.
26th appearance in program history, third straight for head coach Chris Thomas. Congratulations, our Illini volleyball team in action at 5 o'clock on Friday in Utah, taking on BYU. On to the NFL. Baltimore keeps rolling 20-17 over San Francisco. Tennessee over Indy. That final was 31-17. Green Bay over the New York Giants, 31-13. The late game was Houston over New England, 28-22. We'll have Minnesota in Seattle for a game tonight. Of course, our teams of interest were in action on Thanksgiving with the Bears beating the Lions and your New Orleans Saints beating Atlanta.
Yep. Okay, by the way, I told Jen Thomas, Chris Thomas's wife, that I had dibs on being the kids' agents. They're all going to be like 6 million. They're going to be 6 foot something. I mean, Jen's 6'4". I mean, Chris is, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Probably
so. And they're
going to
be pretty athletic, would be my guess. Anyway, nice, nice family, and really rooting for Illinois volleyball as they head to the postseason. And, you know, they're going all the way to Utah, and they got to play, you know, Utah. And then if they win, they play BYU. It'd be hard. But this team, when they're playing, and they got a new setter, they got a new quarterback, and so it's been kind of an adjustment. So here's hoping Illinois volleyball can make a nice little run. All right, it's 7:19. Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for over 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
We've got a high 35 expected with the morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, low 25 into the evening tonight. Up to 40, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine tomorrow, down to 29 in the evening. We've got sunshine in the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday as we're up to 45, down to around the freezing point in the evening. Right now we're 31, feels like 17, ESPN 93.5.
All right, your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Okay, if you'd like to text in, you're always welcome. 359-2255, 359-2255 to text us this morning. It is Monday. It is December 2nd. Fox Business Minute now at 7:20.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures in the green on Wall Street as December trading kicks off with some upbeat news out of China on a surprise jump in factory activity. Meanwhile, strategists at Deutsche Bank believe there are signs the global economy is bottoming out, writing they expect an improvement in global growth next year. President Trump getting a response after calling out Brazil and Argentina in a tweet this morning, writing they've been presiding over a massive devaluation of their currencies and that he's immediately restoring tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum imports from Brazil and Argentina. Brazilian President Bolsonaro saying he could speak directly with President Trump. And Hostess Brands, the maker of Twinkies and Ding Dongs, has entered an agreement to acquire wafer and cookie maker Wortmann. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3900. 42.
Oh, gee. Should have called ABC.
If your heating system isn't ready for winter, you need to call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. With regular maintenance from ABC, you will prevent small problems from becoming big problems, giving you equipment that lasts longer in a more comfortable indoor environment this winter. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's. Hard to believe, but Christmas is less than 40 days away. And I'm here to remind you that gift certificates from Rosati's Pizza make a great gift or stocking stuffer. Right now, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. You're giving and receiving when you shop local with Rosati's Pizza. Again, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. We're making your holiday shopping easy this year. Stop in Rosati's at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or give us a call at 328-2334.
Yeah, 723. Okay, so Illinois is going to a bowl. That means 15 more practices. And that's outstanding because that's just ginormous when it comes to development.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to recruiting, you got to be going to a bowl. And we are. It was very disappointing, you know, of course, Saturday. But we're going to a bowl. So now we put our bonnet on and let's go. Get ready for that. They have the awards banquet already yesterday.
Oh, wow.
It went quickly. It was like, okay, here we go. Now we have the awards. Now we go recruit. Now we got to practice. Now we're going to play those. And they won't announce all the bowl assignments until this coming Sunday when the Big Ten Championship between Ohio State and Wisconsin. We beat one of them. They won't be announcing that till after everything on Sunday.
Gotcha.
There is still wide speculation that the Fighting Illini have a very good chance to go to New York City. That would be the Pinstripe Bowl. This would be New York City.
Nice.
So there's that. Now, will it be warm at Yankee Stadium? No. But it's a bowl game. It's New York City. And you know what? We're going to be giving out a trip for two.
Yes.
We're going bowling.
The Fighting Illini are going to a bowl game, and Duncan Piaz and Stevie J Travel want to send you there. You can win a trip for two to the Illinois bowl game, wherever that might be, and we'll even include a year's worth of coffee from Duncan, valued at $400.
Mm. Wow.
Keep listening as to when you can register at Piaz Sports Bar and Grill and Duncan, both on West Springfield. Then be listening Monday morning, December 16th, when we announce the winner. You could be going to watch the Illini go bowling from Piaz, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel.
Yeah, how about that?
So this next Monday will be an opportunity at Pia's when the drive will be live. And then the 12th is a Thursday. We'll be at Duncan, West Springfield.
I love it.
When Jeremy Warner Show will be live.
Uh-huh.
And these will be the windows. It's not going to be set up all week. It'll be Monday at Pia's. That's it, all day.
Okay.
And then Thursday at Duncan all day.
Okay.
At the West Springfield location.
Get your name in the box to try to win.
And your odds are going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a trip for two. Because I'm paying for it, I was kind of hoping the bowl will be in Pasodum, but it's not.
Luke Bryan chose Pasodum.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Set up a field out there.
There we go.
Yeah. So we'll get you. I think everybody is telling me still a good chance at Pinstripe. I guess Santa Clara is possible. I mean, that would be south of San Francisco, the Red Box Bowl. I'm not hearing anything else except maybe San Francisco, but most likely I'm not hearing Detroit, thankfully. I'm sorry. It's just not a, let's go to Detroit.
Right.
It's just not there. Certainly New York City has a lot. So we would fly somebody out on the 26th. The ball game is the 27th, and we bring them back the 28th. We'll get you a nice hotel in the Bronx. We'll fly you from O'Hare. Then we'll give you some cash.
Okay.
Have some fun.
Sounds great.
And, of course, game tickets.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got a line on the game tickets because ESPN owns that.
Okay.
They own the Pinstripe Bowl, and I've got a line on getting some hopefully very good tickets.
Well, let's hope that can happen.
Yep. Anyway, so there you have it. You could win a trip for two to the bowl, wherever it might be, not Pasodum.
And we got a star on Pia's on December 9th, Monday, and on the 12th, on Thursday, Duncan. At Duncan.
Yeah, so that's going to be obviously a limited number. We're giving you a heck of a chance and good odds. You know, you play these raffle 50-50 things, you get a way better shot at this, and it's way more valuable.
Sure.
So there is that. We'll be all fired up. I just can't sugarcoat how disappointing Saturday was. There was a highlight, however. It was when Bobby Roundtree unexpectedly went to the ball game. He's the man, the unbelievable athlete that had a tragic accident.
In the water.
Diving off a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a wheelchair, and he was announced at Memorial Stadium. And Lovey said the goal is to get Bobby Roundtree to walk. They prayed for him in the locker room. Very emotional for the players and the coaches and the family. The team came out and obviously didn't play very well. But again, you don't like saying cause, this is why. You didn't have Brandon Peters.
Right.
And he's had a pretty good year.
Poor Bebe.
Bebe wasn't playing. Jake Hansen. Gosh, I hope these guys get better. Tony Adams, who had the big interception against Wisconsin. They had like 6-8 guys out.
There were 10 out.
10 guys out. So, Lovey, after the game, obviously.
They came in, really played well in all phases. You know, it always starts up front, you know, the lines on both sides. And they dominate us, you know, both ways. Whenever you can run the football like that, you know, you chew up the clock.
You did. You know, that game was, the football game between Illinois and Northwestern was under 3 hours. That's never the case. Like 3.5, 4 normally. Because
mm-hmm.
They ran it, and they ran it, and they ran it. And we just couldn't do anything. We had one first down by half. Ah.
Wow.
Anyway, we're going to a bowl game.
Yes, we are. And that's what I was focusing on when I was at the Parade of Lights on the balcony, announcing the parade as it went by. And so great to see the marching Illini leading.
Yeah.
And the person who was the Grand Marshal was a professor at University of Illinois who created the LED. So it was a pretty good parade on Saturday night. Happy to be a part of it.
And the LED worked out pretty well.
Oh, yes.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you got holiday shopping now in full swing. Do not forget to visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for some great deals through the new year. Check them out for the best selection. Big sales on GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux, Whirlpool, KitchenAid. Big sales at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They're going to beat any competitor sale prices. Plus, with high-quality appliances and the best customer service around, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. Do not forget, they also offer the incredible free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit for the best deals around. You can start online at appliance-world.com or simply drive on Neal Street, driving north before you get to the I-74 interchange. It'll be the right-hand side of the road.
Dick it's Van Dyke. Cyber Monday, appliance-world.com.
Appliance-world.com and take advantage of some great deals. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. The news will be next, 7:30.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. White House counsel Pat Cipollone tells House Democrats neither President Trump nor his attorneys will attend Wednesday's impeachment hearing in the House Judiciary Committee.
The White House is complaining that the witnesses, expected to be constitutional scholars, have not yet been named. Cipollone isn't ruling out future participation in the inquiry on certain conditions, including allowing Republicans to call additional witnesses. The House Intelligence Committee is set to release a report tomorrow on its findings in the investigation so far.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Another complains that the hearing is scheduled for when President Trump will be in London for a NATO summit. He leaves this morning.
The president and fellow NATO leaders meeting here to mark 70 years of the military alliance. But there are tensions. The French president said recently that NATO is suffering brain death amid a lack of American leadership.
Fox's Simon Owen. All three people on board are killed in a small plane crash on a street in San Antonio, Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Check your local news at Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois system is among 200 higher education institutions around the globe that have declared a climate emergency. The News Gazette says it comes before a major UN meeting on climate change soon. The signatories to the SDG Accord include the UI system president. It calls on governments and other higher education institutions to declare a climate emergency and back up that declaration with actions that will help create a better future for both people and the planet. The plan includes going carbon neutral by 2030 or 2050 at the latest. Hunters in Illinois took more than 50,000 deer during the first weekend of firearm season, November 22nd to 24th. It is a 15% drop from the first weekend of last year. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says the seven-day firearm season will conclude December 5th through 8th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, we check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Up to 35, down to 25. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Similar forecast tomorrow, up to 40 with morning clouds and afternoon sunshine. 29 our low in the evening. Sunshine expected both Wednesday and Thursday with a high of 45 expected. Right now we're at 30. ESPN 93.5.
Join Diane Ducey Thursday, December 5th, 4 to 6 grand opening preview party for Crunch Crunch Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find Crunch Fitness at 40 East Anthony Drive in Champaign. The old Toys R Us.
Yes.
Tour their new $6 million, 36,000 square foot state-of-the-art fitness center.
Yes.
Meet the trainers. Check out their cardio equipment, group fitness studios, tanning salon.
Wow.
And more. Join Crunch Fitness for only a dollar down.
Kids Crunch, too.
Man.
In case you want them to watch the kids between a year and 12 years old.
Memberships start as low as $9.95 a month. Find out more at crunchchampagne.com. Jeremy Warner could lift the whole dang building.
What's up, Stevie?
He could bench the whole Crunch Fitness place.
Yeah, you're
place.
Still working out.
I just came from the gym, but I don't do like the big heavy weights anymore. There's just no point.
120-pound barbells.
There's just no point in me getting hurt.
Who had 120-pound
barbells? They do at Crunch Fitness.
Well, Jeremy tossed those around like popcorn.
Yeah.
What was your max bench?
See, everyone asked me that. I haven't done it in so long.
Well, I mean, your best of your life. Mine was 222 pounds.
I think I came home close to three at one point.
And that was good. Playing football for Piatone?
Well, no, that was after. That was probably...
Was weighing 160 pounds, 180 pounds?
That was adding some man strength there, Diane. So probably 25, 26 years old.
What did you weigh?
180.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That proportion's pretty dang good.
Really good.
Anyway, Jeremy Warner is the man when it comes to reporting on Illinois.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
push-ups.
You're up at 3 a.m. sometimes.
This morning. That's why I got to the gym a little early.
And you probably lift the kids and wrestle around with them.
It was a good workout.
Jeremy Warner, the top Illinois reporter, going with all his stuff online. He's got 20,000 followers on Twitter. Jeremy is the man. Boy, was I disappointed Saturday. The air out of my balloon, I was so fired up.
That's a very disappointing end to an appetizing season, right? It was a good season for Illinois based on expectations, but that does cloud it a little bit. The way it ended, that Northwestern team of all years that you lose to them, this is the one that hurts the most because they're not a very good team. They had their fourth quarterback. I don't know why he was their fourth quarterback, by the way.
Yeah.
But I know injuries play a role, and I thought it was going to be a close game going into this one, but offensively you couldn't get anything going behind Matt Robinson. He wasn't the only issue. But my biggest disappointment was defensively, you couldn't stop them. They just ran all over you. It felt like, you know, the issues they had of the past. That said, you're still going to a bowl game and you got a chance to wash that bad taste out of your mouth.
Well, and that's awesome, but how does one game make me feel?
No, it does, and that's kind of what I wrote about, and they feel that way. The players certainly feel that way, because the difference between 7-5 and having a Land O'Lincoln trophy, I don't know if it makes the difference going to a better bowl game, but it just legitimizes it a little bit more. I feel like that loss just puts a little bit more doubt going into your head, and it goes, well, man, maybe they got a little lucky breaks with Michigan State. You know, Wisconsin, could they do that again? Regardless, you're 6-6.
Yeah.
And it's a weird way you got there, but you did get there. And that allows them to build off it. But I think it's just a reminder that they haven't arrived, that they can't just show up next year and be like, well, this is definitely like an 8-win season. No, the difference between them and losing Northwestern and beating Wisconsin, there hasn't been a big difference. They're inconsistent, and that's what programs that haven't won a lot do.
Well, you certainly don't make excuses, but if you're taking a list of guys that would hurt us out of the game, I mean, a lot of injuries, I know that's an excuse, but...
No, it's valid. You're missing... All right, my offensive MVP for the season is Brandon Peters. And I know he's not the most liked guy by Illinois fans, but I think you were reminded in that Northwestern game just how valuable he is. He can stretch the field for you. He's probably actually a better runner at this point than Matt Robinson. He makes better decisions. So as great as Josh Matsuwa-Bebe was, as much as Dre Brown, he won it yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Brandon Peters is the most valuable guy on that offense. So for me, that was a huge loss. You didn't have your one guy who could go up and get a pass. I mean, I thought Caleb Reams and Casey Washington were fine, but you didn't have the game breaker in Joshie Matsuwa-Bebe. And I think Jake Hansen is a big loss.
Huge.
And, you know, they had some other injuries throughout that game. But defensively, I didn't think there was as many excuses. Offensively, I kind of expected them to struggle. Plus, I think Northwestern's defense is still pretty good.
Yeah, well, they've had close games, I think. Northwestern's lost some tough games.
Their front seven's good. That's a better front seven than Purdue's, which you kind of won that rain game against
them.
Well,
they came in, they throttled us. I mean, it was just, they beat us. It was just, ugh.
Yeah, physically dominated the trenches. It's weird that Illinois won the trenches against Iowa right. and lost it against Northwestern.
How does it work?
It's a weird game.
How did the Jets beat Philadelphia? I mean, I still feel
great about the second half, but the way it ended, right? Because even that Iowa game, I felt like encouraged by some things. That Northwestern game you just threw out.
It was tough. All right, your buzz says still pinstripe likely. Is that kind of what we're hearing?
Yeah, I think
it's
there's three bowls. The Red Box Bowl had representatives here on Saturday. I still think that's in play. The also Detroit, I don't think they're going to go there. I think it's still in play. But
what about Michigan State? I thought they wanted Michigan State.
I think Michigan State wants to go there
okay,
too.
It's close
so that could play a role. The hard part is there is a hierarchy. But the team has to want to go there.
Yeah.
The place has to want them. Some places can't take a team twice in the same 5-year span.
Right.
I would say Pinstripes most likely. I would say Red Box next and then Quick Lane in Detroit.
Okay.
Pinstripe is in
New York City.
I thought there was Nashville.
No, okay.
A lot of people would go to Music City. I wonder if Saturday's game hurt the thought of going to a bowl. Do you think the people, or are they still going to say, woohoo, we go to a bowl?
I think some people. I think if you're 7-5, have a Atlanta Lincoln Trophy, have a chance at 8 wins, yeah. I think more people are excited. I do think that win took the wind out of people's sails. But at the end of the day, if you would have told me 6-6, yeah, they're going to a pinstripe bowl, I still think people should be excited. And maybe with early signing day, maybe they get some people excited that way. But it's still a successful season.
Well, was it Isaac or was it you that said, you get to 8, the expectation next year would be crazy. So now, at least next year, we should manage our expectations.
What would you set the over-under at? Somebody asked me that.
Next year?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I think you got to say 6. 5?
I would say almost an even 6, which is rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think, it's not easy. It's not easy to sustain winning, and I think that's what Week 12 showed us against Northwestern. It's not always easy. Look at Purdue. Look at Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's hard to get there, and it's hard to stay there, and we know that with Illinois. They'll be more talented next year. They have an easy early schedule. They have to take advantage of it. They didn't take advantage of it this year.
And then, of course, we get a beat up on Ohio State November 21 when they come in. Ohio State looks like, I don't know how good Ohio State is, but they're the best team in the Big Ten.
Recruiting matters.
Yeah.
And they just recruit way better than everybody in the Big Ten. Plus, they get the most out of that talent.
Yeah.
Good coaches.
Okay, and I mentioned in the NFL, Jets shocking Philadelphia when Philadelphia could have tied in that division with Dallas. What are you going to do with your Bears? Are you in on Mitch Trubisky? What are you doing?
No, I'm not in. Who's in on Mitch Trubisky? No, but he's going to be there another year.
Well, then to sign Teddy Bridgewater.
That's fine. Andy Dalton would be fine with me. They have to bring in somebody else. Andy Dalton's going to be a free agent.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
He's not very good, is he?
He's maybe better than Mitch Trubisky.
Ow.
How good of a quarterback does this Bears defense need?
Not too
to get
good.
To the playoffs?
Manage the offense, right?
I mean, how good was Mitch Trubisky last year? He was mediocre.
Why can't the Bears run?
Well, they need a better offensive line. I think they're going to bring in a guy to compete. I don't think it'll be Cam Newton. I think it'll be somebody like Andy Dalton or Teddy Bridgewater.
He's free agent, too?
He's probably going to be. Or he could be traded.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to spend that kind of money on him and just the injuries he's had. But, yeah, I think that's the next step is figuring out what the quarterback is. I still think they're not far away from what these 8-win teams in the NFC are. It's just they've lost some close games, and they haven't had good enough quarterback play, and I think their coach has really struggled this year.
Jeremy Warner, last question. How hyped should I be on my Illinois basketball team?
They'll let you know in 2 weeks.
After the 3 M's?
After these 3 games, we'll figure out how good they can be. I mean, this is NCAA tournament week for Illinois the next 10 days. If you get 2 of them, you feel great. If you only get 1 of them, then you got work to do.
Miami, Maryland, Michigan.
Miami's not a team that you go, okay, that's an NCAA tournament resume win. That's just a win. That's just you can't have a loss.
You need to win.
You can't lose this game.
All right.
But Maryland, Michigan, these are great opportunities.
What happened to me? I didn't think Michigan or Beeline would be that good. But they
got veterans and Juwan Howard. Kudos to him.
Mm.
He's got a good staff around him, and those kids have bought in, and it's kind of been a seamless transition. Xavier Simpson, John Teske, great veterans.
Yeah.
Delivers. I mean, Beeline had such a great foundation, but the hard part for Juwan Howard was just to keep that going. And early on, they're going to be a top 5 team in the country this week.
And I think Maryland's ranked 5th.
Yeah, but if you get 2, you're
feeling
you
good.
You might be ranked.
So this is really a barometer here.
Huge week and a half.
Jeremy Warner, how do people follow you and log on and subscribe and all your...
We actually have a Cyber Monday deal, if you don't mind me putting that out there. Yeah. 75% off right now for an annual subscription. IlliniInquirer.com. You can go 24/7 sports. Just search Illinois on Google and at JWarner247 on Twitter.
Way better than The Athletic.
Hey, they're good, too.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Jeremy Warner dropping in. You'll hear him after 9 this morning. Jay Lehman on? Is he done?
Yeah, he's in 10 o'clock today.
Okay, Jay Lehman back in.
I think it's the last time today.
Okay. He can be on. I mean, that guy is just lovely. Lovely to listen to. All right, Jeremy Warner. Again, subscribe to Illini Inquirer. Follow that. He's got stuff all the time, and you got to have it. It's unbelievable. 22,000 people listen every month on his podcast from his radio show. A whole bunch of people in Chicago as they drive in that wonderful traffic. ESPN 93.5, they listen to Jeremy. Quarter till.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer. Because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight. Please give at cancer.org.
Two words can be very powerful. We say I do at the altar, and we say yes ma'am to our mothers and no sir to our fathers. This is J.J. Farney, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group, and I simply want to say thank you. Thank you for welcoming us to our community. Thank you for putting your trust in me, and thank you for letting me simply help. Let's see what we can do today to help you achieve your home ownership goal. Contact me, J.J. Farney, at MolitorFinancialGroup.com, 217-637-5468.
And MLS number 1810670. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Go local with CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated for all your janitorial and equipment needs. The reviews are in. They love Betsy and Brad Parks and their wonderful team. One reviewer said, "We are so happy to have found CMI. What an awesome team. We've worked with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith. They each have gone above and beyond for us. We're truly in a bind when we came to our floors, and not only did CMI have what we needed, but they're able to deliver them at no additional cost on this very same day." That's what you get with this company. It's Go Local with CMI, CMIClean.com, or call 359-6262. Check your morning sports. Diane Ducey has that. Time is 7:46.
We discussed a lot of Illini sports with Jeremy, but mentioning the basketball game against the Miami Hurricanes tonight at 6 o'clock. So that's something you'll want to tap into. I know they'll have some folks from AEW Elite, All Elite Wrestling, Dynamite, which has their show on Wednesday the 4th. They'll be doing some autographs ahead of the game. And we have some tickets to the game tonight, right?
Yeah, we do. We're going to give those away right when you're finished.
Okay. So get ready to text in to 359-2255. Of course, they discussed Northwestern beating the Illini 29-10 with 10 out and 8 out for the season. It was just a real difficult game to watch. But it was senior day, and we honored our seniors. And again, with Bobby Rountree being there, I was just so moved at seeing that with him in the wheelchair, and great to see the fans supporting him and the whole team praying around him before the game.
By the way, Daley Harding won Defensive Player of the Year at yesterday's football banquet held at the I Hotel, where Sam probably set up every single plate himself.
You're right.
Daley Harding wins for defense, and Dre Brown, our good friend Dre Brown, wins Offensive Player MVP. So congratulations to Dre, who endured, I don't know, 2 years of knee injuries. And look at him now, and he still has a chance to get a medical redshirt and come back next year. There's a shot that Dre could return. He's deciding now.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Number 24, our Illini volleyball team received an at-large bid for the NCAA Division I Championship Tournament, making their 26th appearance in program history, third straight under head coach Chris Thomas. Friday at 5 in Utah, playing BYU, and may go on Saturday to a game against New Mexico State. As far as NFL action with some local teams of interest, Green Bay over the New York Giants, 31-13. And you might have missed the end of the late game. Houston ended up beating the New England Patriots, 28-22.
It was 28-6, and then they made a run back.
Okay.
And if you missed Thanksgiving Day, the onside kick is back. unbelievable what happened. And somebody yesterday got an onside kick. They have a new way to cover the kick, and it's not working. So there's going to be a lot of people working on special teams because it looks very vulnerable to the onside kick the way they're doing it now. They don't all jump on the ball. They all try and find a guy to block, and a guy slips through. And if it's a good kick, very achievable.
Bulls at Sacramento tonight. Pacers visit Memphis. And again, our Fighting Illini in the Big Ten ACC Challenge facing the Miami Hurricanes. An early start at 6 o'clock tonight in case you'd like to go to the State Farm Center.
Yep. Okay, if you would, I'll be happy to get you four tickets if you'd like to text me at Illini right now. 359-2255. Call the number.
15.
All right, the 15th texter can get four free ones to the Miami game tonight at 359-2255. 6 o'clock, I think.
Yes.
It's an earlier start, so keep that in mind if you'd like to go for no money. I'll take care of you. I got you. I got you. 359-2255. 15th call gets four tickets. Good luck.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offer through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This quarterback really knows how to run this team, which is why we mic'd him up before the game. Let's listen in on how he got him ready on that last play.
Blue 49! Blue 49! Eckridge, Eckridge, Eckridge! Carolina double! Carolina double! Grill, grill, grill! Ham off the bone! Home game! Home game! Hot, 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 hot! Eckridge deli meat sandwich!
Now that is a quarterback that knows how to handle a home gate. Eckridge, you do you.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. William Shakespeare writes about the fool talking to King Lear and said the following. Have more than you show, speak less than you know, lend less than you owe, ride more than you walk. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't bet everything on one throw of the dice. Leave behind your booze and stay indoors, and you'll end up with more than 2 tens to a 20. Kent answered, "That makes no sense, fool. It's nothing." The fool replied, "In that case, it's like the words of an unpaid lawyer. You paid me nothing for it. Can't you make any use of nothing?" Most of the time, free advice is neglected, even though they may be pearls of wisdom. And this year's Live to Lead was jam-packed with pearls of wisdom and may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due to incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com.
Hey, Tim, you win.
Boom, baby, nice.
Got four tickets to the ball game tonight. Jeremy Warner just said that kind of need to win two of the next three against the M's. We got Miami, Maryland, and Michigan. Think we can do that?
I agree. I think two out of three is an extremely strong showing. I'd love to be the optimist one and say we can rake all three. Mm. I'd love to take two out of three this week.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, enjoy it, my friend. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
You betcha so much. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Go Illini. Should be good as you go into State Farm Center for that early start. It's a 6 p.m. Tip-off.
Yep.
We've got a high 35, low 25, up to 40 tomorrow, starting out with clouds. Then afternoon sunshine expected, 29 our low in the evening. Both Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny conditions with a high of 45. We're currently at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, explore issues that matter most to you, your family, and your financial future with Busey's magazine, The Pillar. Fall issue is available now. Turn the pages to find a variety of resources and advice from Busey's experts. Building on a strong wealth management foundation, Busey pleads to expand its presence in Southwest Florida, defining the next generation of investment management through a partnership with Investor Security Trust. Presenting Fact Over Fiction, they share how to achieve the dream of entrepreneurship by exploring what really does make a difference for success in startups. Don't let this winter weather you down. Find beach-worthy budget tips. All this in Busey's magazine, The Pillar. Great resource for readers of all ages. From financial insights to investment trends, The Pillar covers topics that matter most to you. To read The Pillar or to request a copy of the magazine, go to the publications page in the Busey.com. Stop by any of the convenient locations as well if you'd like. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC.
Okay, we just got a commitment from Chris Thomas at 808.
Chris Thomas, Fighting Illini volleyball coach. We call him Nighthawk.
Yes.
Because of his future 2 a.m. radio show.
Exactly.
Go ahead. You're on with Nighthawk. He could go down there, man. He can reach. I had that Nighthawk sound effect. I don't know what happened to it. It was so good.
NCAA at-large bid Friday in Utah at 5 o'clock against BYU and his third straight.
Yeah.
NCAA
No,
bid.
It's definitely when you have a new quarterback, which is what you would call the setter, and she's, I think, a freshman. So things are extraordinarily bright going forward. In fact, you made the tournament. You still got a really good team. We've lost a lot of ball games, a lot of matches in that fifth set this year. So anyway, all right, Chris Thomas coming up. Stand by. Game Day Spirits got a big sale. We're going to touch on that in the next hour as well. All right, ESPN 93.5, 5 till.
Crisis Nursery's annual Children's Holiday Shop will take place Saturday, December 7th through Saturday, December 14th. Join us at our new location, County Plaza in Urbana, 102 East Main Street across from the courthouse. Kids up to 12 years old, shop with a volunteer for affordable fun gifts priced $10 and under. Like us on Facebook or check crisisnursery.net for info on times and celebrity volunteers, including Illinois and Parkland Athletics, and of course, Santa Claus himself. Start a fun family tradition while supporting Crisis Nursery's mission to prevent child abuse and neglect. We look forward to seeing you at the Children's Holiday Shop December 7th to the 14th at County Plaza in Urbana.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Get your parts on, get your parts on, girl.
This holiday season, Parts Western Shop has gifts for any lifestyle. From boots to jeans, belts to bracelets, and everything in between. New inventory arriving daily with today's latest trends. Parts staff can help you find that perfect present for everyone on your list. Open 7 days a week. Stop by today. Check them out online at parts.com.
So get your parts on, girl. It starts with the stop at Parts Western Shop.
Get your parts on, get your parts on, girl.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. DriveChampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com. And let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Yep, we're going bowling, and we're sending you there. You could win a trip for two to the Illinois Bowl game, wherever that might be. Details in our next hour.
Stu got said earlier of Clayton Kershaw. I've read that book before, and we all know him to be illiterate. He's never read any of the books before.
But I've seen the movie.
The Dan Levitar Show with the Stu Gatz on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
An
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
The fact that it happened that way is actually good for Alabama, because this team would have gotten destroyed had they gotten into the college football playoff. Ohio State would have been the number one seed, and they would have destroyed them. I don't know if Alabama would have been able to keep it within 44-16 like Clemson destroyed Alabama last year. This is not one of the top four teams in college football. It's Alabama by brand. Utah is a better team. If Utah and Alabama played right now, I'd take Utah in an absolute heartbeat. When you look at the teams, I believe Utah is a very complete team. And I think that if Utah wore the uniforms of Southern Cal or Oklahoma, you would look at it and go, that's a damn good team. But because it's the Utes, a lot of the country goes, oh, yeah, well, who have they played? They haven't watched how Utah plays football.
Black Friday savings continue through Monday at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 15% off your entire purchase in-store or online. Whether it goes under the tree or into a stocking, our best brands always make the best gifts. So bring in your list and save big with 15% off your entire purchase in-store or online Saturday through Monday. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of
Fame. You're listening to WSU.